I wanted to stop and take a minute and talk about what I've been working on.
As many of you know, I've been working on Lunastat.
Ah, yes. Lunastat, The Invasion from the Moon. A conceptual RTS by Black Sail Studio.
I've been working on this project now for quite some time.
It initially started with a book.
Yes, I wrote a book.
For the video game.
Black Sail Studio used to be a multi-person development team. But now it's just me.
And I continue to work on Lunastat by myself.
In addition to the book, there's significant lore behind Lunastat. For example, the Schwerpanzerträger class, SPK class carrier, descends from orbit and drops tanks, basically.
The Herlin bunker. The VKL class, heavy assault tank. The Aethereischer Krieger, modular nuclear reactors. Like, for example, you can go here on the site, pull up the timeline of Lunastat, and read significant lore about it. But what is it? Get to the point, Sean.
So, we know that Lunastat is an RTS.
We know who the enemy is.
We've seen the capabilities.
But beneath the hood of Lunastat,
large language models take command against the player. This is like a ridiculously big project for one person to do. Like, seriously.
I'm not a developer. Well, I mean, technically I am a developer, but I'm not a good developer. I'm a novice. I have very little experience.
When it comes to coding, I only have a few years of college experience and some high school classes in C#,
and a basis in basic programming with Python. But that doesn't help me when it comes time to develop assets for the video game.
We've had to develop AI pipelines for the development of assets, like so.
And you can't just generate this with AI and pop it into Unity and it's ready to go. No, you have to do stuff like separate the turret, modify the meshes,
code the logic.
And we're working with Unity Engine and Cesium integration. What this means is that the video game will take place in Google Earth, basically, run by the Unity Engine. And this terrain is streaming, and we draw a big circle around the city, and that defines the bounds of the players. But anyway, the large language model controls the strategy for the video game. And so you're going to be playing against a local large language model. But again, I am not a developer by trade. This is a hobby. But everything has a backstory. Nothing is just placed into the video game. For example, everything in Lunastat is powered by modular nuclear reactors. And nuclear reactors actually have backstory behind them and capacities and design. For example, when you want to find out what the VKL tank is manufactured from and how they manufacture their alloys for the manufacture of the tank, we have a whole section in here in the game's website that shows the makeup, the composition of the element, how it's mined, the actual story behind the mining and the lunar regolith extraction. Lunastat is an invasion of Nazis from the moon, basically, and I want to say that quickly because I'll get content filtered off the entire platform for even mentioning the video game. You say one thing about the enemy force, you're banned off TikTok. But yeah, as you can see, there's significant backstory behind the video game. It's not just thrown into existence.
Everything always has a history in Lunastat back to World War II and slightly before.
So Lunastat tells the story of the invasion of the Midwest United States by the lunar forces known as the Lunar Reich. The United States fights back against them in the video game Lunastat RTS. There are two controllable factions, the moon and the earth.
But that's what I've been working on, so I hope you've enjoyed this extra long TikTok video.